As we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
All right, here it comes.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Live on a little tiny microchip deep inside some electronic, broadcasting to the world through the miracle of the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is U62, the TAR. Now your host, a man with a lifelong dream of getting paid to do this, Mark Pappas. On this week's show, I give a rundown on what Pixar has planned for the next 4 years. It's episode 92, Pixar Perfect. So sit back, relax, grab yourself some warm root beer and a towel that's oh so fluffy. U62 the TAR, you're in for something special.
Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, everyone. Mark Kappas here, and welcome to this week's episode of the TARG. I am really in a good mood right now because I have really come across a coup when it comes to animated film news. Disney and Pixar just released what they have scheduled for animated films for the next 4 years. Never have I seen this much advance information for animated films. And plus, it's Pixar, which makes my favorite animated films. Are you curious to know what Pixar has scheduled from now until 2012? Well, here we go. Of course, as we know here in 2008, they're going to have WALL-E. You're already seeing the commercials everywhere. It's about the cute little robot who goes through space. I tell you, it looks spectacular. But now looking ahead to 2009. For 2009, Pixar is bringing us Up. Up is a very quirky tale of a 78-year-old man and an 8-year-old wilderness explorer, i.e. Boy Scout, going on a series of globe-trotting adventures and learning to live life to the fullest. I actually went digging online and found out a little more information. Up is about this 78-year-old man. He and his wife always dreamed of going to South America someday. But sadly, she passes away before their idea can come to fruition. So what he does is he ties a zillion balloons to his house with the idea of sailing down to South America in his house as a hot air balloon. And the Boy Scout, he kind of stows away. Sounds a lot like one of my favorite books as a kid, The 21 Balloons. So that one actually sounds kind of interesting. The creative forces behind it are Pete Docter and Bob Peterson, who are also the same two who brought us Monsters, Inc. And then for 2010, Pixar is bringing us one of the most unnecessary sequels ever, Toy Story 3. Yes, the plot for Toy Story 3 is being kept tightly under wraps, but the prevalent rumor has always been that it's going to be about little Andy, all grown up and going off to college, and Woody and Buzz and the gang realizing that maybe their time has come to an end. At the end of Toy Story 2, Woody and Buzz kind of accept that the end would come someday, but then as Neo said in The Matrix, there is a difference between knowing the path and walking the path. So 2010 for Toy Story 3. We're going to play a little music now. I'll tell you more about Pixar's upcoming slate after the Pixar anthem, You Got a Friend in Me, on the TAR.
You got a friend in me.
You've got a friend in me.
When the road rough ahead and your miles and miles from the nice warm bed.
But just remember what your old pal said. You got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
You got a friend.
You got troubles, I got them too.
There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
We stick together, we can see it through. You got a friend in me.
Yeah, you got a friend in me.
folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger, stronger too.
Maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. Just me and you. And as the years go by,
our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. 'Cause you've got a friend in me.
Oh yeah, you got a friend in me.
That's right.
You got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
U62 the Targ, You Got a Friend in Me, from George Jones and Kathy Mattea. Hey, I'm Mark, and we're running down what Pixar's got set up for films from now until 2012. 2011 is really interesting, as 2011 will be the first year Pixar has two films coming out. For summer of 2011, we have Newt. Well, Toy Story was about toys, Cars was about cars, A Bug's Life was about A Bug's Life, so Newt is obviously about newts. The last two blue-footed newts in existence are brought together by scientists in the hopes they'll breed and continue the species. But if you've seen a romantic comedy, you'll be able to tell that the two just can't stand each other, so they have to get over their differences and learn to love each other. I'm sorry, this one sounds kind of like every lame romantic comedy I've ever seen. The creative genius behind this one is Gary Rydstrom, a longtime Pixar sound designer who made his directorial debut with the Pixar short film Lifted. For Christmas of 2011, this one sounds really interesting. It's called The Bear and the Bow. Pixar tries their hand at doing a fairy tale. This one is about a plucky princess. Man, there's something we haven't seen in an animated film for a while. A plucky princess who wants to abandon her destiny as a princess and become the world's greatest archer. But of course, her attempts to do this bring a horrible curse upon the land, and she must embark on a quest to reverse this curse. This one is coming to us from a woman named Brenda Chapman. She was one of the co-directors on Prince of Egypt, and she also had in writing The Lion King and Cars. This will be the first Pixar animated film directed by a woman. So, yay, good there. We're going to take a little break now, and then I will tell you the big blockbuster Pixar has for 2012, and I tell you, it's the worst idea I've ever heard.
You're listening to Mark Kappas.
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
On U62, The Targ.
If I were a rich man with a million or two,
I'd live in a penthouse in a room with a view.
And if I were handsome,
no way,
it could happen, 'cause dreams do come true. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. Wouldn't have nothing.
Something for years I have envied.
You agreed with it.
Your grace and your charm. Everyone loves you, you know.
Yes, I know, I know, I know.
But I must admit it. The guy you always come through. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
That's how it always should be. One without the other don't mean nothing to me. Nothing to me.
Yeah, I wouldn't be nothing.
No, no.
If I didn't have you to serve. I'm just a punky little eyeball and a funky optic nerve. Hey, I never told you this. Sometimes I get a little blue.
Looks good on you.
But I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
Let's dance.
Don't you dare dip me, don't you dare dip me, don't you dare dip me! Ow, I should have stretched.
Yes, I wouldn't be nothing if I didn't have you.
I know what you mean, Sully, because
I wouldn't know where to go.
Me too, because I
wouldn't know what to do.
Why do you keep singing my part?
I don't have to say it. I say it anyway.
Because we both know it's true.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have you.
One more time.
I won't have to say it.
Where'd everybody come from?
All we both know it's true.
Let's take it home, big guy.
I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have. I wouldn't have nothing if I didn't have.
If I Didn't Have You, the theme from Monsters, Inc. here on U62 The Targ. We've been running down what Pixar has planned for animated films from now until 2012. So a quick recap. For 2008, it's WALL-E, about the little robot. 2009 is Up, about the guys in the balloons going to South America. 2010 is Toy Story 3. Summer of 2011 is Newt, about two newts trying to fall in love. And for Christmas 2011, we have The Bear and the Bow, Pixar's first fairy tale. The last one on their list for summer 2012. I tell you, this has got to be the worst idea I've heard Pixar come up with. Are you ready? For 2012, Pixar is going to give us Cars 2. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Pixar. They seem to go that extra mile in all their animated films, but with Cars, it felt like they just kind of phoned it in. So of course they're going to try again with Cars 2. We still don't know what much is going on in Cars 2, just that, you know, sounds like Mater and Lightning McQueen are going to go global. That's right, it's Ernest Goes to Europe. So yeah, summer 2012, we can look forward to Cars 2. The creative genius behind this one is Brad Lewis, who was one of the producers on Ratatouille, which was Pixar's big animated film for 2007. Now, just one last thing before I go. Also at this show, they announced Disney's slate of upcoming animated films, and Disney has one coming up that I just have to highlight. For 2009, next year, Disney is bringing us The Princess and the Frog. Why is this one notable? At long last, Disney returns to what made them traditional, hand-drawn, 2D animation. That's right, The Princess and the Frog is old school. John Musker and Ron Clements are the creative geniuses behind it. They gave us The Little Mermaid, Aladdin, and Hercules. They were wooed out of retirement to do it. It's set in New Orleans in the 1920s. It's about magic, romance, and jazz music. It's going to kick ass. And that'll about do it for this week's show. I'm Mark Kappas. This has been The Targ. I will see you next week.
And this brings us to the end of another exciting episode of The Targ. Don't forget you can download a new episode of The Targ every week at chaosinabox.com. The Targ is written and produced by Mark Kappas under the watchful eye of 42 Star Wars action figures. The Targ is a Chaos in a Box production.
俺に決まれば心がこれが捕まらないんだな。